I'll never forget my final day of second grade. Little did I know, it was my last afternoon spent in the public school system. Yet somehow deep in my heart, I knew that these memories would matter and I didn't want to forget them. So I remember walking to the end of our year assembly, sporting my adorable light blue overall shorts with a Mickey Mouse on the pockets, of course, so excited about my summery outfit, but even more excited about the song our class was going to perform. God Bless the USA was our anthem, and we proudly sang our hearts out in the gym as our patriotic teachers belted loudly and waved American flags. Our nation had been through so much that year, with the infamous September 11th terror attacks taking place the fall right before that. Looking back, I realize what an amazing job the teachers within my elementary school did to guide our young hearts through such fear-inducing times. They were true patriots, teaching us the value of the American flag, the Pledge of Allegiance, and why freedom within our nation is so important. Now, fast forward 20 years, and I realize just how different the narrative swirling around public schools is than when I was a child. The shocking reality is that young people within the U.S. are being taught to tear down, despise, and in some cases, even hate their country. As we're rewriting history books, editing out anything that may even be remotely offensive, and indoctrinating children with things like critical race theory, it's rather jolting to see that patriotism is becoming frowned upon in our nation. And to make matters worse, it's also frowned upon in many segments of the church, like right in the body of Christ, hearts who love Jesus yet are afraid to speak of their love for America for fear of offending someone who maybe doesn't feel the same way. I am continually baffled by how segments of the church seem to be drifting away from the truth of our biblical roots, like the fact that our forefathers founded this nation upon Christian principles, and they dedicated it to God for the purpose of reaching the ends of the earth with the gospel. Yet, even though those things are true, we're afraid to talk about them because we don't want to appear too radical? When did this happen? History is so important, my friends, especially for us as dreamers and world changers. To know where we're going tomorrow, we have to understand where we came from. We have to know who has gone before us and how their choices have affected the freedom that we have today. And without a healthy understanding of history, we lose so much of what is being passed down from previous generations, and then we have to start all over and make those same messy mistakes that don't need to be repeated. So why am I talking about all of this, and why the need to dedicate an entire episode to the bold and simple fact that I'm still proud to be an American? Why am I even talking about the fact that freedom still matters? Because friends, our freedom has been deteriorating before our very eyes, and it is so important that we, especially as dreamers and world changers, stand up and take the actions necessary to ensure that our children and our grandchildren will be able to experience that same freedom that we've been so blessed with because of the sacrifices of those who have gone before us. So, what's today's episode going to be about? Well, first of all, we're going to review a little bit of our nation's incredible history, and secondly, we're going to discuss why the freedom to dream is so priceless, and third, I'd like to share what I believe God is going to do in this nation and what we as His children have been called to in this hour. Are you ready? Okay, let's go ahead and dive in. Hey Dreamers, Libby Lynn here. I hope you're enjoying today's episode of Dream to Destiny. Before we jump back into part two, I wanted to let you know that my brand new book, The Revolution, which is number 4 in the Tales of Tarsarella series, releases this summer, July 7th, 2022. You can find all the Tales of Tarsarella books on Amazon or on my website, libbylinblog.com. The Tales of Tarsarella is about a royal family living in a fictitious nation in Europe. Meet all 8 siblings of the royal fam as they navigate life in the public eye, learn the importance of guarding their hearts, and grow closer in their walk with God and each other on this unforgettable multi-book journey. You can read Book 1, The Coronation, for free on KDP, or you can grab an e-copy for just 99 cents. Happy reading! history. Either you love it or you hate it. What was your relationship like with history class while growing up? Personally, I loved it. Learning about our nation and the founding of it and our fight against tyranny, it was all so exciting to me. And I think one of the big reasons that my love for history, actually I don't think I know, one of the big reasons that love sprouted up at such a young age was from the American Girl books. Now let me know, send me an email, leave a comment if you loved the American Girl books. And now I remember when I first read Meet Felicity, all about a young girl growing up in 1774. Oh my goodness, I was hooked. I wanted to learn all about the American Revolution. I remember, I think I was about like 10 or 11, I went to my local library and I checked out every title that I could find about George Washington and William Bradford and the Boston Tea Party. I just dug into that stuff. It was so much fun for me. So I was homeschooled from the third grade on, and I will honestly tell you that a lot of my learning was self-led, like child-taught learning. And my mom, so basically how it worked is my mom would encourage me to dive in on a particular topic, and then I would read books and write reports and do projects and just have myself a good old time as I admired Abigail Adams and got grossed out over George Washington's fake teeth and fun things like that. So I had so much fun exploring these topics as a kid, but do I remember everything I learned back then? Definitely not. Sadly, I don't remember, you know, all of that information. But those years of early study gave me such a deep, unbreakable love for my country. And all the sacrifices that those brave men and women made to establish religious freedom, along with freedom of speech and the right to bear arms and so much more that we just are blessed with today. And it's so crazy when you look back at the sheer brilliance of those founding documents, the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, they're just mind-blowing. Like, nobody could establish a brand new form of government, it was, as Washington called it, the Great Experiment, without being led by the Holy Spirit. Like, it's undeniable. When you look at the wisdom that is in these documents, it's crazy. And I mean, I would really encourage you as an adult just to go back and revisit some of those topics. Like, if you haven't done it recently, do it. It's mind-blowing. It's encouraging. Simply just reading some of those quotes from our founding fathers, and you will be astounded by their wisdom. So those who have been following me for a few years now probably know that I love the 4th of July. Independence Day is my favorite holiday. I always post a super fun vlog episode on my YouTube about the fun ways that our family parties. But for me, the 4th is so much more than just waffles and ice cream and fireworks. It's about freedom. And the more that we can dig into our roots and discover our history, the deeper appreciation we have for what God has established in this nation. Now, I'm sure you already know the stories, and we're taught about how our ancestors sailed the ocean to escape religious persecution, and how George Washington actually made a verbal covenant with God out loud in agreement with others to commit this land to the Lord, and how the founding fathers agreed that it's impossible to govern a nation without God in the Bible, and the importance of teaching children how to listen to their internal moral compass, and how a nation will fail without morality. But you know these things only because someone taught you these things, whether it was from your homeschool mama or the books that you read as a teenager, or maybe a church study that you attended, or a podcast that you listened to, or just different ways that you were educated in this area. The truth is that we have an entire culture that is not being taught any of these things. And children today are being taught that our history must be erased and rewritten because we had too many white males running things, and obviously being a white male is the worst thing you could possibly be in all of humanity, so they say. I mean, don't get me wrong, like, these topics should be addressed. You know, founding fathers who owned slaves and the terrible evils behind slavery, like, that is all very important to talk about. But some of the radical beliefs and ideas behind things like critical race theory are just shocking. Like, if you dive into it, it is absolutely craziness. Like, I can't imagine how I would have felt as a little girl being told that I instinctively hate everyone who has a different skin color than I do. Like, as someone who never thought twice about the color of my friend's skin, like, it's no wonder to imagine how confused some of these children are. Like, the mixed messaging has got to be very, very confusing. Even as an adult, I'm like, what's the point here? I don't quite, there's just, it's craziness. So, anyway, I digress. The point here is that children need to be taught the truth about our nation's history. And like it or not, this nation was founded upon religious liberties, and leaving that part of the story out is kind of like telling half-truths. It's only telling part of the story, and we need to tell the whole truth. And I mean, a half-truth, it pretty much makes a lie, doesn't it? Freedom is not free. We already know this, but it wasn't until 2020 when we as Americans found that our rights and religious liberties were being challenged by what? Things like executive orders, you know, being told that we couldn't go to church, that we needed to wear masks, and oh yeah, then there was that whole stolen election thing, but we won't get into that because, you know, big tech might punish us. And then, oh wait, what about that freedom of speech thing? I guess we're not doing that anymore. No more freedom of speech. Okay. Freedom to assemble, freedom of expression, freedom of the right to petition. Oh, I guess we kind of forgot about all of that. Whatever. All of those things seem to slip under the rug in 2020. Friends, we can act like this stuff doesn't matter. We can look the other way and just say, oh, well, Jesus is coming back soon. We don't need to be concerned about it. Let's just love people. But it matters. It still matters. Every inch of our freedom is priceless, and we cannot afford to give any wiggle room to these things, to just turn a blind eye and pretend like this stuff isn't happening. I mean, it's so important that we understand and know what our freedoms are, to know our First Amendment rights and all of our amendment rights, but to know our rights as citizens of this nation and to understand how government actually works so that we can hold our leaders accountable for when they attempt to pull the wool over our eyes and bring deception. It's really important to know how all of this works and to know that the government works for us. We don't work for them, they work for us. We elect our leaders and our representatives, and if our leaders are not doing what we like, then we vote for other people who will. And if our very ability to have a true and fair election within the nation is broken, then we have a serious, serious problem. The freedom that we're talking about is in danger. So again, why am I talking about all of this? Why bring it up on the podcast? Because as dreamers and doers, as girls who want to write our books and build our businesses and operate in a free and healthy economy, we need the foundation of freedom and righteousness to be able to do these things. So in order to preach the gospel and make disciples of nations and do what God has called us to do, both as individuals, like in my life and in your life, and also as a whole community, that freedom is vital. Now you might be listening to this thinking, yeah, okay, like, but I really don't care. I mean, like, what you're saying may or may not be true, whatever, but it's not a big deal. Like, my pastor never talks about it. I think there are other things we should be focused on right now. It's really not worth, like, obsessing over. Okay, so I understand where you're coming from. I understand your perspective, but please know that I'm not asking you to drop everything and run for office somewhere. Like, you don't need to be called to the political arena to be an informed citizen who knows what their basic freedoms are. Like, you don't need to be involved in politics to pray for our nation. You don't need to share controversial tweets and Instagram stories and become some dramatic conspiracy theory martyr in hopes of turning all your friends and family to think the same way that you do about certain topics. Like, that's not what I'm talking about. That's not necessary, and that's not what I'm suggesting. I'm just sending a gentle reminder that maybe if you don't love this nation, like, if you don't care and understand why we live in the greatest nation on earth and why this is such an incredibly huge blessing to be here and an even bigger responsibility to steward that blessing, then maybe it's just something you can pray about. You can ask the Lord to give you a love for this country and a love for the people that live here. Maybe just ask Him for a greater revelation as to why freedom is so precious to his heart and why he wants us to stand up and safeguard that for future generations to come. Should the Lord tarry and we have more time on this earth and there are more generations after us, that's a very real possibility. So just something to think about, okay? Just throwing a few things out there, some thoughts for you to mull over. The future. Okay, this is where I want you to listen really closely. We are not doomed, okay? Just because these freedoms are being severely challenged and pushed against, that doesn't mean that it's time to throw in the towel and say, that's it, game over, we're all going down the tubes, it's all a disaster, it's all over. Like, that kind of fatalistic mindset is the opposite of faith. We are women of faith. We are not women of fear. Faith is what we're called to. Hope is what we're called to. And my opinion might be an unpopular one, but I believe that God is not finished with this nation yet. He has a plan and a purpose for us, and our destiny is to spread the gospel of the kingdom to the ends of the earth, and then the end will come. And that hasn't happened yet. The kingdom of God is still advancing, and we are still taking territory, and the United States still has a great and noble purpose. I believe that God has a purpose for our freedom, and that if we partner with him to stand up for and protect those freedoms, that he will honor that and he will help us in that area. I also believe that every nation has a destiny, like that God created each nation with a purpose. And if you're listening from another country, your nation has a purpose and calling as well. I'm not saying that the U.S. is the knight in shining armor meant to save all the other lesser nations. No, no, no. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm simply saying that because we live here as American citizens, we have a duty and a responsibility to pray for and believe that this unique people group that God has here on the planet, that he has a purpose for us and that God will fulfill the purpose that he has for us. Jeremiah 29:11, we all know it. It says, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. And for so long, people have used the excuse within the U.S. saying, oh, God is going to destroy America because of abortion and because of the sins of this land. We're judged. We're going down. We're doomed. Okay. So that is one perspective, but what about the overturn of Roe v. Wade, okay? The violent sin of murdering babies in the womb has been overturned on a national level, and the debate has landed back in each state where it rightfully belongs and where it was supposed to be in the first place. So if that sin that so many people often talk about and use as an excuse for judgment in this nation, if that is being shut down and turned off, and I believe completely forgiven, then isn't that a huge sign of encouragement? Like, isn't that a sign that God still has a plan? That he still has need of us as a nation? That he still desires to see a generation rise up? A generation that believes in him? A generation that, like Caleb in the Bible says, give me my mountain who stands in faith and takes down those giants? Friends, this is what we have been called to. And I just want to let everyone know that as a dreamer and a believer, this is where my heart is. This is what I'm praying over our nation. And this is where I'm headed. This is where my faith is. And I'm moving with so much hope and anticipation into the days ahead for our nation. Like, I'm encouraged, and I want you to be encouraged too. I believe that God is doing so much all across the earth and so much within our nation. And I want you to be encouraged today. So keep fighting the good fight. Keep praying and interceding for this country, for our leaders, and for the next generation that needs to know the truth about our history, about where we came from, and about where we're headed, and why I'm still proud to be an American. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Dream to Destiny. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure you rate and review and pass this episode on to a friend. What did you think of today's episode? I would love love to hear from you. What topics would you enjoy on future episodes? Do you have any special guest ideas? Shoot me an email and let me know. LivvyLynnAuthor@yahoo.com. That's LivvyLynnAuthor@yahoo.com.